Now we will talk about what is these four yugas. You know, we talk about Satyug, Treta, Dwapar and Kali Yug. And how is this world come into creation? What is Brahmaji's job? So we'll do that in verse number 17. Sahasrayuga Paryantam.
Sahasrayuga Paryantam.
Aharyat Brahmano Viduhu.
Aharyat Brahmano Viduhu.
Ratrim Yuga Sahasrantam.
Ratrim Yuga Sahasrantam.
Teho Ratra Vido Janaha.
Teho Ratra Vido Janaha.
Together. Sahasrayuga Paryantam Aharyat Brahmano Viduhu Ratrim Yuga Sahasrantam Teho Ratra Vido Janaha. So, Vido Janaha, at the end he says, the people who are the wise people, who have the right knowledge. Jana means people, Vida means one who knows. What do they know? Sahasra Yuga Paryantam, ending in a thousand yugas. It is one day. Aha Brahmano Viduhu. Wise people know that one day of Brahmaji equals a thousand yugas. We'll talk about that. And one night, Ratrim Yuga Sahasrantam. So one night of Brahmaji equals a thousand yugas. That is how the day and night is known by wise people. So what do we mean by yugas? What do we mean by a day of Brahmaji? And what do we mean by a night of Brahmaji? So we know that there are four yugas: Satyug, Treta, Dwapar and Kali Yug. We are now currently in Kali Yug. And there are four yugas. Now, how long are these four yugas? So they said that Kali Yuga is approximately 450,000 years is Kali Yuga. Right now, we have only done 5,000 years of Kali Yuga. So there is 440,000 years still left of Kali Yuga. So if people ask, when will Satyuga come? It's not going to happen in our lifetime. Now, this 450,000 of Kali Yuga, when you multiply by 2, 900,000 is Dwapar. Then you multiply by 3, that is Treta Yuga. That is, and then you multiply by 4, that is Satyuga. So 1.8 million plus 1.3 million plus 900,000 plus 450 works out to about 4.3 million years. So that is one yuga. One cycle of four yugas is 4.3 million years. And that is how the creation happens. But what is one day of Brahmaji? A thousand such yugas. So 4.3 million by multiplied by a thousand is 4.3 billion years. So Brahmaji creates for 4.3 billion years. 4.3 million multiplied by 1,000. And then after 4.3 billion years, then Brahmaji decides to take a nap, goes to sleep, and the world folds into that. So the creation comes and then it folds back into that. We'll talk about in the next verse. So then the world ends. And then there is a pralaya. For 4.3 billion years, Brahmaji is sleeping until a new creation starts and a new Brahmaji is created. And that is how the creation goes on. So one day of Brahmaji is 4.3 billion years and one night is also 4.3 billion years. Now, how can these four yugas be described? Satyug, Treta, Dwapar and Kali Yug. I heard a very, very beautiful description. They said this is like a bull, because bull is supposed to represent dharma, you know, Dharmaraj, the Lord of Death rides on the bull. So a bull has four legs. So Satyug, the bull has all four legs. What does it mean? That it is balanced, the balance of knowledge, kindness, unselfishness, peace, all the four are there in Satyug. In Treta Yug, the bull loses one of its legs. So one leg is behind and two legs are in the front. What it means is two legs in the front, this person is still giving, but there is now taking has started. One leg is gone. So now this person is giving, but at the same time taking. That means selfishness has slowly come in. Then in Dwapar Yug, there is only two legs. The bull has only, can you imagine a bull standing on two legs, one leg in the front and one leg in the back? That means there is half giving and half taking. Means selfishness and unselfishness have become equal. First was total unselfishness. Then it is less unselfish. Now it is equal, selfish and unselfish. And then in Kali Yug, which we are on, only bull is standing on one leg. And three legs are gone, which means there is only 25% unselfishness and 75% selfishness. So in this time when we are living, majority of the people are selfish. They are caring about themselves. So the point is that is how there is a slowly a change in the universe. And then after Kali Yug, then again, once the Kali Yug happens, and maybe there will be a major catastrophe, but then the world will again go back to Satyug. So that is the sequence of events, how creation happens. And people in the Satyug and Treta Yug are more unselfish, more kind, more compassionate. This reminds me of a beautiful story about Yudhishthir. Yudhishthir, as you know, was the oldest brother of Pandavas. A total symbol of, he was called as Dharma Putra, means he was the symbol of dharma, of truth, honesty and goodness. And one of his names was Ajatashatru, which means he has no enemies. So far, an enemy has not been born for Yudhishthir. And so that was one of his names. And he, as you know, the Kauravas cheated them, stole all their kingdom, and then sent them to the forest for 13 years, 12 years in exile and 1 year in hiding. And so they were roaming through the forest, the Pandava five brothers with Draupadi. And some sages used to come visit them because they were very noble people. And one of the sages came and said, "Aren't you angry at the Kauravas? They have cheated you in dice. They have stolen your kingdom." He says, "No, I am not angry at anybody. I have no enemies." He said, "You have no enemies? What about all these 100 brothers?" He said, "They may consider me as enemy, but in my mind, I have no hatred for them. I have total love and compassion. Even today, if they call me to come for some work, I am ready to go and help." So that is the kind of people that, where for them, even a person who has done the worst possible thing, they have no hatred in their mind for them. They have total love. So those are the kind of people who lived in Treta and Dwapar. And even in Kali Yuga, we have seen so many great, you know, Mahatmas and saints and unselfish people come. So what we are listening today is that there is a theory of relativity. Einstein had given us this theory of relativity where he said that the time depends on the number of thoughts. Gurudev Swami Chinmayananda says it very beautifully. The number of thoughts determines the passage of time. What do we mean by that? For example, there is a mother whose child is sick, has a high fever. Now she's up all night with this child, every 2 hours giving him Tylenol, checking his temperature. She can't sleep. Her mind is stressed. What is going to happen? I hope it's not COVID. You know, all those things come through the mind. And for her, every minute to pass is very difficult because her mind is constantly running with so many thoughts, one thought after another. I hope he'll be all right. When will he be well? When will the fever come down? Checking him. So for her, every minute to pass is very difficult. But on the other hand, in the next house, there are five people playing poker. And what they are thinking, hearts, diamonds, spades, clubs, hearts, diamonds, spades, clubs, money. And they have only one thought. What is that? Cards. And for them, they start playing at 9 at night and suddenly it's 5 a.m. How did the whole night pass? Oh, we didn't even know. Why? Because they had no thoughts. They had one single thought, and that was cards. So what they are saying is that there are the same neighborhood. For one person to pass 8 hours is so difficult. For another group of people, it is very easy. So what they are saying is that is the theory of relativity. So what is 4.3 billion years on this earth and seems like a long time, but in Brahmaji's world, it's only one day. So it's not that their people are going through this 4.3. For them, it is only one day. So what they are saying is this is how relativity, this is how time is. So just as an individual creates dreams, so similarly, Brahmaji creates this whole universe, and the time is relative. So that is what Bhagwan is saying, that this is what creation is, that this world is created. It is Vyashti and Samashti are the same. What an individual creates in his or her lifetime, each one of us creates our own world, right? Our world of medicine or our world of engineering or law or economics. And then people who were, say, living in India came to the U.S. and created our own world here in Bakersfield. And also at night, we create various dreams, you know, so we create different worlds. So that is called Vyashti. That is called individual creation. And then Samashti is Brahmaji's creation, the total creation where we all appear and take birth. And we can influence our own creation, but the total creation is influenced by Brahmaji. And so that is what they are saying. My individual creation is this world that I experience. And then there is the total creation of Brahmaji. That is called Vyashti and Samashti. And we'll talk about that a little bit later, about how this world is in the mind. But they say the real knowers of Brahmaji, the ones who really know this this difference between the day and the night, and how the world is created and how the world goes into back into merger, are the real knowers of truth. That is what they say. Brahma vido janaha. They are the ones who know. So what is the day of Brahmaji? Is when all the whole universe comes into manifestation. And what is the night of Brahmaji? This whole world goes back into unmanifest state.